Blog Talk Radio.
We on. Everyone.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be.
Na 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 na.
The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up, all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all.
Yes, I do.
Need a little help.
Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all. Change the world. What it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
To Missing Pages of History. Today we're going to have a special short version of the program today. One of the highlights of our program is that we're going to, in a very few minutes, we're going to call off our winners as we do our quarterly raffle fundraiser drawing. We're going to do our quarterly raffle fundraiser drawing in a few minutes, so don't you go nowhere. At the same time, what we want to do today, we're going to open up this brief program up to our community. We would like to know what's going on in the neck of your woods. There are so many things happening, and one of the things that we need to stay abreast of is information. And with that information, we need to communicate with each other so we can have a better understanding of our world, so we can better change it and make it become the world that we want it to be. So right now, we're going to have our mics open to what's going on in the neck of your woods, and we're going to have, we'd like to know what's going on, and you can do this by calling at 818-337-0016, 818-337-0016. We want to fill in those missing pages of history. But before we do that, we're first going to go to one of our members. We're going to go to Susie, and we're going to ask Susie, as always, when we start off our program, we're going to do some Black Men Facts. She can share some Black Men Facts with our listening audience. Susie, welcome to Missing Pages of History. Share some Black Men Facts with our listening audience.
Good evening. Hi. The first Men Fact I'd like to give is the fact, in 1881, Sophie P. Packard and Harriet E. Giles founded what would become the first college for Black women in the United States. The school was named Spelman after Laura Spelman Rockefeller and her parents, who were abolitionists. Laura was also the first wife of John D. Rockefeller, who made a significant donation to the school. And that's how one of our first Black women's university. The next fact I'd like to mention is regarding Nancy Green, who was formerly enslaved, was employed in the 1890s to promote the Aunt Jemima brand by demonstrating the pancake mix at an exposition and fair. She was a popular attraction because of her friendly personality, storytelling skills, and warmth. Miss Green signed a lifetime contract with the Pancake Company, and her image to this day was used for packaging and ads. Again, our next minute fact is, in 1992, Dr. Mae Jemison became the first African woman to go into space aboard the space shuttle Endeavour. During her 8-day mission, she worked with the U.S. and Japanese researchers and was a co-investigator on a bone cell experiment. And last final mini fact is Hiram Rose Revels was the first African American ever elected in the United States Senate. He represented Mississippi from February 1870 to March of 1871. And those are just a few facts of things that involves our African-American history.
So we'd like to thank you for your Black Men Facts. And to our listening audience, one is a Mr. Paisley History, take great pride in just doing research on our history. We want to make sure we understand our history, because one of the problems many underserved communities in particular else is that we don't understand our history. And often, when you don't understand your history, it leads you to faulty conclusions. And our communities have made many contributions to humanity, and it must be not only documented, but must be understood. And by understanding it, and once understood, you can also practice it. So again, we thank Susie for our little mini Black mini facts. And we, again, would like to share with you today. We will have a brief program today, and our theme today is we are very interesting in finding out what's going on in the neck of your woods, what's going on in your world, what's going on. There are so many things going on. I often wonder what people think about today when they listen to the news and see the various news that have been presented. And at this point in time, sometimes it makes it very difficult to decide between what is real and what is not real. These days they're calling the news fake news, so we'd like to know what is going on in the neck of your woods. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to, first and foremost, we have, for people who've been waiting for a while to share what's going on in the neck of their woods, and later on in the program, we will have our quarterly raffle drawing. So don't you go nowhere. Right now, let's just start out a little bit. We have some callers who've been waiting to find out what's going on in the neck of their woods. So we're going to take caller, first caller, caller 6029, caller 6029. Welcome to Missing Pages of History. Caller, tell us, what's going on in Nickel Young Woods? What's going on?
Yes, here's what happened. My name is Haki Kimonti Mishoki. Currently, I'm with African Awareness, and we're in the process of putting together a trip to Cuba. This trip is going to take place July 22nd to July 30th, and we're encouraging our people to actually come. We often hear a lot in terms of what Cuba is all about, but nothing is better than seeing firsthand the magnificence of Cuba. When we contrast two societies, when we look at Cuba versus America, Cuba clearly is a place that's more humane. When we talk about unemployment, when we talk about people's futures, when we talk about academic endeavors, all those things are been done at a great level in Cuba. When we look at America and we look at the situation as it confronts people, it clearly the misery index in America is so great. So Cuba has something to offer to the world in terms of a system which is in the best interest of all humanity. So we encourage people to come. Now, for more information, they can call us at area code 804-549-7492 or email us at African Awareness Association, all one word, number2@gmail.com. And I want to thank you for your for this opportunity.
Caller, before you leave, I'm just real curious. Can you talk to us a little bit about why Cuba is a missing page? Why are you choosing to go to Cuba at this point in time? How can it really benefit the people here? Can you discuss a little bit more about the significance of going?
Well, humanity is at a crossroads. When we look at the massive fighting that's taking place around the world, which has been implemented by the U.S., one of the things that arises the question is why are they doing that? But clearly the reason they're doing it is because, in fact, the system is in dislocation. The system is very precarious, which means that in terms of jobs, in terms of affordable education, affordable housing, those things are so important to human beings, those things are not conceivably possible in the context of the current system. So Cuba creates a different paradigm in terms of what could be. So for those people who don't understand that there are alternatives, Cuba offers that alternative. So we get firsthand to see the differences in terms of the kind of systems and the benefits of humanity. So Cuba is extremely important. This is why we talk about the importance in terms of actually going to Cuba and actually seeing for yourself firsthand how it works and to actually engage in discourse with other people, the Cubans, and ask them the question in terms of, you know, what is so great about your system. So I think it's a learning experience, but also more importantly, it sort of prepares us for the future because one of the things we'd be very clear on is that as things deteriorate in society, that clearly will have a negative impact on the masses of people in society. So therefore, we have to start thinking in terms of a different paradigm in terms of what's the best interest of human beings. So I think this is the reason why travel to Cuba is extremely important.
Caller, we'd like to thank you for sharing your thoughts and your experiences and your organization, upcoming activities on what's going on in the nick of your wood. We'd like to thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. This is Missing Pages of History. Today we're doing a brief program today, as we'd like to engage in the community. We'd like to engage you to seek what is going on in your community. So today we decided to do a brief highlight on what's going on in the neck of your woods, and we'd like to encourage you to call in to share with our listening audience what is going on in the neck of your wood. There are so many things going on that it becomes very difficult to try to keep up sometimes. So this is your opportunity to call in. I believe we have another caller that's called in. We're going to bring caller 3330, caller 3330. Will you come and share with us what's going on in the neck of your woods, caller? What's going on? Caller 3330.
In the city of Richmond, Virginia, recently there's been a major controversy because the school board superintendent has been ousted. And it was very dubious the means by which they ousted him because it was a first it started out with a closed door meeting that took place with certain key leaders in regards to Richmond's educational landscape. Then he was unable to get into his office, and the next thing you know, he's resigning by force, not by choice. And this is very interesting in regards to the means that was used because there have been a high level of dysfunction on a number of levels with Richmond Public Schools as well as other school systems in the public sector. So one thing I would like to highlight is it's clearly a concerted effort to do things to make public schools ineffective when clearly they have been very effective in terms of the great scholarships and contributions they made to humanity. The second thing I wanted to bring up is there was some clear mismanagement on the local level because have discovered that Richmond had so many $1 million of unused funds that were to be for school improvements that nobody could answer as to why they weren't accounted for, why they weren't utilized to help the schools be more productive. So it's interesting you see this in Richmond along with other trends all across the country, as it's been made known on a national level that there will be an all-out assault on public education, unfortunately.
Carl, let me ask you something about this replacement of the school superintendent in Richmond. I believe less than 1-2 years ago, you had a new superintendent. Can you give some kind of insight of what you think might be happening, why we have any revolving doors when it comes to public education, particularly in the city of Richmond? Because I think I heard this story before of bringing in people, and after 1-2 years, they're out again. What's your take on that?
Well, the thing is, when you look at Richmond's recent history in regards to school board superintendents, a lot of people use Richmond as a springboard to get other opportunities. There was one previous school board superintendent, Dr. Sherman, who took a job at Harvard University. And then there have been others who did the same thing. They stay around for a while, get standardized test scores that look pretty on paper, and they take all this credit when they don't really visit the schools, and they use Richmond as a stepping stone. And Dr. Bedden wasn't, the recently removed superintendent, wasn't too far behind that because he attempted to get another job that he was turned down for. So yet again, that's the continuing trend in regards to the individuals they hire. They hire people to look good on paper, but these people in the long term do not have the students' long-term interests at their heart. They're not really invested in students. That's the problem. It's just a job for them. And it's going to be used as a stepping stone, unfortunately. They're looking at the dollar and cents, and it's not making sense that our kids are being underserved.
Okay, Carla, we'd like to thank you for sharing with us what's going on in Nick and your woods. And to our listening audience, what we're going to do, we're going to take a station break, and when we come back, we're going to do our quarterly raffle drawings. That's right, we're going to do our Missing Pages of History quarterly raffle drawing. Please call everyone, because you might be the winner coming up. So right now, we're going to take our station break, and when we come back, we're going to do our raffle drawing. And like always, sound like to me, from what I heard so far, what's going on, the people need to get up and stand up. So we need to stand up for our rights. There are so many things that are being violated today that if you don't try to change the world, and not going to change by itself. So we're going to take a station break, and when we come back, we're going to do our Missing Pages of History quarterly raffle drawing. Don't you go nowhere. This is Missing Pages of History.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Long. We know when we understand. God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
we gonna
do?
Stand up for a right.
Yeah,
so you better get up.
Welcome back to Missing Pages of History. That was Get Up and Stand Up by Bob Marley. Was is very important for people today to understand that if you don't organize for what you want, then someone else will organize and make sure you don't get what you want. So let's get up and stand up and fight for our rights, communities. Right now, we would again like to welcome you back to Missing Pages of History. Right now, we're going to go into our Missing Pages of History quarter with Ralph Drawing. We're going to be drawing for the third place prize, which is a $50 cash prize. We'll bring Susie back in, and Susie, welcome to Mr. Page of History. You start the process of drawing for the third place prize. Mr. Susie, introduce the person who will be drawing it, and then we'll have the individual draw for the prize. Go ahead, Susie.
Okay. We have Mr. What's your name? Antoine, who will be doing that third place drawing. Okay, you just pick a ticket. Okay, turn yours off. I can't. Okay, announce the name.
Third place goes to Jabari Robinson of Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, we have third place prize to a Jabari Robinson of Richmond, Virginia. All right, now let's go to the sucker place prize, which is a $150 cash prize. Sucker place prize?
Second place goes to Freddie Robinson of Richmond, Virginia. Third place goes to who?
Sucker place goes who? Repeat that again.
Freddie Robinson.
Say it one more time, please. Can't hear you. Okay, sucker place prize go to a Patty Robinson of Richmond, Virginia. So we have a Jabari third place and a Patty Robinson sucker place. Now, let's go turn that wheel around and around and let's see who will get the first place prize. First place prize.
First place prize goes to Joy Andretti.
Can you repeat the name one more time?
Joy Andretti of Petersburg, Virginia.
Joy Andretti?
Andretti. Andretti.
Okay, of Petersburg, Virginia?
Yes.
First place prize, Petersburg, Virginia. Joy Andretti. All right, those are our winners for this quarter reference drawing of Missing Pages of History. What we're going to do right now, we're going to pause for one more station break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about MPH, and we're going to do a little special tribute to a very special young lady who was a member and supporter of MPH, and she's going to be dealing this. So what we're going to do is we're going to pause for this call, and when we come back, we're going to do a little tribute for her. Matter of fact, this tribute to her is going to be honored. This song right here is in honor of Aretha Joyner, which typifies the type of young lady she were. Miss Rita Joyner. We can come back and do a little contribute to her. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Missing Pages of History. But this song is dedicated to our beloved sister Rita Joyner.
Give them a sense.
Back to Missing Pages of History. That psalm was a tribute to our beloved sister Rita Joyner, who recently made a transition. She was a supporter member of Missing Pages of History. She was a kind of individual who believed that the possibilities of children are unlimited. She loved youth, she loved children, she loved people. She was very kind and warm. My first time I met her, I never forget the warmth that she shared with us and gave us as an individual. In terms of her awareness and her intellectual skills, she was a very sharp young woman, and the most beautiful thing is she believed in organization. She knew organization was very important. And we really consoled and miss our sister. But I think the legacy that she had left through her practice, as long as we continue to endure those, she will always live forever. So we'd like to say, give our condolences to the Joyner family. And our sister will surely be missed, but she will always be remembered. That's with Sister Rita Joyner. This is Missing Pages of History. What we're going to do right now, we have a few minutes left. I think we have a caller on the line we're going to bring in, see if the caller has anything they would like to say in terms of what's going on in the neck of the woods, we can bring caller 2400. See if he has anything you'd like to say. Caller 2400. Welcome to Missing Pages of History. Caller 2400.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Give us some thoughts on what's going on in Nicky Woods, and we know that you have a very, very special place for our dear sister Rita. Would you like to just share a few things to our listening audience, caller? What's going on in Nicky Woods?
Yeah, I'm a husband for 38 years, known her for 43 years, and it's very difficult for me. A lot of adjustments got to be made, and I understand that. She was the love of my life, and like you said before, she believed in organizations. She believed in helping people. She believed in the poll, the vote, and voting. Women's rights. I mean, she has marched. She has done everything you can think of to put women to the forefront. And being a senior loan officer for Wells Fargo, in the bank industry for 30 years, and made her life showing people how to do home loans, make sure loans are done properly, helping special African Americans out who definitely pay the most interest for loans and deniability. They can't make money off of you. That's what they're going to do. They deny you. So you keep going until you get a high interest rate loan from somebody. But this is the world we live in. This is the capitalism that we live in. And she sort of kept things straight. But I loved her to death. I was deaf dealer's part about a week ago. I put her in rest. And God put him in her in his bosom. And took her to heaven. And she's got to be there. Other places she could be because the way she was. If you see a sign hanging around someone next to their hungry, she would go get them something to eat. If a person's out of work, she would kind of work they could do, and she'd get them to come to get someone, you know, to get a job for them to actually go work. Especially in real estate field, a lot of houses had to be fixed up, and, you know, things had to be done, houses had to be painted, this or that. She would get those jobs for those young people to make sure they had something to do. But she worked like that, like no one. Worked with the gangs in L.A. for 25 years. Worked with the gang members. And got some of the gang members to go to college, became engineers. The whole thing, especially young girls. So all those things that she did, and I miss her dearly. But she was quite a lady. She died at 68 years of age from cancer. She could not beat cancer. So I told her, you know, cancer cancels out your life, and it did at 68 years of age. But she had quite a life, this young lady had. Never drink, never smoke. Christian girl, went to church every Sunday. Loved her pastor, loved her friends at the church, relationships. It was just a wonderful funeral, a wonderful going home. And everybody loved it, the way she went home, so... But I thank everybody. I thank Missing Pages of History for dedicating some of the program to her. I will never forget that. They came to the film, by the way. The producers, executive producers came to the show. So I came to the film. So that was fantastic also. They made the trip from Richmond. And she would love that most of all. She said, you know, some of them make sure all my friends know. So Missing Pages was considered friends. Deep friends. I like to say, you know, that's what's going on in the neck of my woods. I'm doing pretty good. In about a couple of weeks, I'll be back. And like I said, again, I need something to do. And I'll be the voice and the analyst correspondent for Missing Pages of History. And we're going to do some soul searching. Our subject matter next time around will probably be the 100 days of Donald Trump, his first 100 days. So we're going to do some things to explain to you exactly what went on during these 100 days because he's a con artist. So we got to make sure we put all the con out. Pathetic liar, so we got to deal with this guy. We're not going to be soft on him. We're really not. We're going to tell the truth, whether they like it or not. The media, we're part of the media. He don't like the media when it's against him, when he's telling a lie. But you put lies out there, we're going to validate them lies. You put the truth out there, we're going to validate the truth also. So that's what mission-based history is going to do. And we'll bring back, I said, many black facts and over back some great stuff. Thanks for participating in the raffle. I wait for the next one. Keep supporting us, because we're going to start. We're going to do great things in the community. And like I said, again, we're going to let the community basically talk to us. Let us know what's going on in your community. Things that you can help, things you cannot help, but things you can work at to help. So we're going to make sure that we make sure this man does not serve a second term. We're going to work on that. Because whoever this guy is, whoever this con artist is, this guy is totally stupid. So we're going to deal with this guy like he never been dealt with before. It's going to take black folk to deal with him because he's not even paying you no mind, like you don't exist. All they want to do is lock you up. Lock you up for that free labor. That's all they want. That's all they want to do. Nothing else. Building more prisons, more probation departments. They want you to be the free labor. They're shipping the Hispanics out, so you'll be left to do the free labor again. Prison is another form of slavery. That's what we're going to talk about. The new form of slavery. Tax reform, we're talking about prison reform. That's what they're doing. So thank you kindly, host. Let me speak for a few moments. And like I said, we're going full force. And 2 weeks ago, back on radio, we're going to be going full force. You're going to love your summer being with us. So get your lemonade ready. Get your hot dog ready. You can grill while you listen to us. So get your grill out and everything. We're going to have some great talk for you. We're going to have some great talk. And you're going to love every moment of it. You're going to learn, so you're going to get some knowledge on you. A lot of knowledge. Back to you.
All right. All right, man, we'd like to thank you. Of course, give your family our love, and you know that you are not by yourself. I know this is some trying times, but remember, you're not by yourself. And we're looking forward to hearing you and the rest of our listening audience. Our next program will be on the 13th of May. 13th of May, same time, same station. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to bring in one of our other members, Susie. Let us say a few words on Rita, and then we're going back to our listening audience to get some final thoughts. Susie, we'll bring you back in. Some final words you'd like to say in, as related to Sister Rita?
Okay, I just want to say it was a pleasure to get to know her. I wish I could have gotten to know her even longer than what I did. And I appreciate the things that she did for us when we came and visit, and when we would come from meetings. She always made us welcome. And she was always there. Anything that she could assist you with, she was there and ready to go. And we really appreciate that, because we were basically a new organization and stuff, but she helped us have a smoother transition again through those board meetings. And we just like to say we're going to miss her, and we thank her. And our sincere wishes, condolences goes out to her family.
All right, thank you, Susie. What we want to do right now, we want to make a correction or become more clear in terms of our recent raffle drawing, in terms of the winners. The first pay winner was a Joy Andre. This winner is out of North Carolina. His ticket number is 0141. He's out of North Carolina. He spelled last name A-N-D-E-A-D-E. Congratulations, George, first prize winner of our recent quarterly raffle drawing today. We'd like to reiterate our second prize winner is Patty Robinson of Richmond, Virginia. And our third prize winner is Jabari Robinson of Richmond, Virginia. Patty Robinson, ticket number is 0431. And Jabari ticket number is 0581. So we'd like to congratulate all of our winners for participating in this quarter raffle of Missing Pages History. Stay tuned, because we have future raffles drawn. And to find out more about Missing Pages of History, we encourage you to go to our website at www.mphinc.org. Let me call up to you again. It's www.mphinc.org. We are planning many activities and programs coming up that we hope that will improve our community. But the best way to improve our community, we need your support. And you can support us by sending a contribution donation to MPH. That's at P.O. Box 27782, Richmond, Virginia, 23261. You come and join us. We have a membership drive going on. You can purchase raffle tickets along as well as T-shirts and caps. There are numerous ways where you can participate and support us, but the best way is to come and join us because we totally encourage you to go to our website, take a look at what we're about. And if you agree with some of the things in terms of what we're about, come and join us. We need your help and we need your support. In closing, I will go back to your caller, get some final thoughts from caller 6029. Our theme tonight was what's going on in the neck of your woods. Caller 6029, we'd like to just get some final thoughts from you. Your final thoughts, what's going on in the neck of your woods, caller 6029?
Yes, I just want to reiterate the importance of people making that trip to Cuba. It's extremely important. One of the things I think we don't talk about the role of institutions. Institutions directly impacts on the way people behave, the way the system works, the way the people work together. So depending on institution, political and economic institutions is going to determine how people behave, how well they work together, and how well problems can be solved. Cuba does an excellent example in terms of create institutions which not only empowers people, but creates an environment in which people can together, things, problems get solved. So we need that kind of paradigm right here in America, because as things become more precarious for people, clearly questions have to be raised in terms of how do we go about addressing these particular questions. So I think people should take the opportunity to make this trip to Cuba. Now, for more information, we ask you to email us at African Awareness Association, all one word, number2@gmail.com. Call us, area code 202-549-7492, and I want to thank you for this opportunity.
Okay, Carl, we'd like to thank you again for those who'd like to know more. And this is a remiss page. I must agree with the call. Cuba is a real interesting, special place, and it's doing good things for the world community. So come and check out for yourself. Call African Awareness Association at AfricanAwarenessAssociation2@gmail.com. In closing, we just remind you again, this is Missing Page of History. We are a bi-weekly program. Our next program will be on the 13th of May. We tell you come and join us from 1 to 2 p.m. every other week. And to go to our website, www.mphinc.org. www.mphinc.org. You can find out all the things you need to know about Missing Page of History and join us. Again, we give our condolences and pay our respect to our dear sister, Rita Joyner. Like I said earlier, her life that she led, if we go by that as an example, we know that we will live forever. Until next time, let's strive to go forward, ever, backwards, never. This is Missing Page of History. And like family, with Miss Rita Joyner stood for, we'll end this program with this song, going, Coming Back Home to Tennessee. We see everybody on the 13th. Thank you for listening to this in Page of History.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Superior me to birth. Out of the country and into more countries, baptized birth. Into Richmond, where the ghosts of childhood haunt me. Walk the road my forefathers walk. Climb the tree my forefathers hung from. Ask those three for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came. My family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess as they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. My brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. You said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And you was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. Some strange